Okay, today is Daf Lamed Ches. We're a little behind. We're on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph.
Amud
Beis. I'm sorry. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Ten lines down where the lines get wide. Third word on the line, Suffolk. There are six cases that the Gemara is going to discuss about the Thirusha with the Suffolk. What happened? What happens is always the same. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven single, or married to someone else, whatever, it doesn't matter. Shimon's married to the woman in question. Shimon dies. Reuven then does Yibam without waiting 3 months. Then a baby's born. That baby's called Suffolk. So in the first case, the Reuven, and the Suffolk are going after Shimon's estate.
Right.
What's the halacha? Yachloku. Reuven's got a claim. Reuven says, you're my son. Therefore, I inherit my brother. Suffolk says, no, I'm Shimon's son. Therefore, I inherit. Yachloku. Now we're up to case number three. Case number two was when Reuven had sons from a previous marriage. Okay, now up to case number three. Case number three is a double-edged case. Case number three is Reuven and Suffolk want to get Shimon's estate. And they get, it's 50-50 split. Now Reuven died. Okay? A second thing happened.
So being there's a Suffolk...
No, so now Reuven had sons from previous marriage. We'll call them Avram and Yitzchak.
Suffolk's still now Vaday.
Huh? What?
Suffolk's a Vaday.
No, it's not a Vaday. Now, Avram and Yitzchak tell the Suffolk, you are the son of Shimon. Therefore, you get zero.
Right.
The Suffolk says, what do you mean? I'm your brother. Right? It gets a little more complicated than that. Because the Suffolk really could say, I'm going to get from you Mimanashach.
That's right.
Because if I'm your brother,
then I'm entitled.
And if I'm not your brother, if I'm not your brother, then your father should give back the half he took.
And it's mine.
And it's all mine.
Correct.
So either way, I'm getting something over here.
Right.
Now, even though he's getting less if he says that. Because he's got half. Now he's only going to get a third. But okay. So here we look at it inside. Suffolk, Ubnei Avam. The Suffolk and Avram and Yitzchak. Shebo Lachalek B'nichse Yavam. They come to collect Reuven's estate. Lebasar after the Palad B'nichse Yavam B'nichse Mithna. After they already divided Shimon's estate. Right? You hear?
That's how it's different than the previous.
Correct.
The previous case,
it was
four ladies.
Exactly. Exactly. So B'nai Yavam Amri, the B'nai Yavam say, who's the B'nai Yavam? Avim and Yitzchak, they say, I see Raya. Bring a Raya. Dachina'at, that you're our brother. V'shakal, we'll be glad to hear. You bring DNA evidence, you bring some kind of evidence, you are our brother, 100%. Amalahu, so the Amalahu Safek, Manav Shaychu. Mi Manav Shaych, I'm entitled. Why? If I'm your brother, right? Havale manta badaychu. Then I'm here. I get a third. Vi bar misnana. And if I'm Shimon's son, then havale palga de palaga muchon badaya. Give back the half your father took when he died. Can't have it both ways. Question is,
I don't get the whole thing. I get some
of it. I get, what do you mean?
He
get zero from Reuven because I'm not his son,
right.
But give back the 50% he took from Shimon's estate.
Wait,
give
the.
What? No, you can't have it both ways. So.
Why 50% of what he got from Reuven?
Because that's what he got.
Oh, okay.
Reuven got 50%.
What about the other?
The Suffolk.
This guy. Oh, he got it already?
Yes, that's the case. He got it already.
After they divided it up.
They divided up Shimon's estate. Shimon died. So that was the first case. What's the halacha? The son gets for half, and the brother gets half. Now the brother died. So the Suffolk says, you want to tell me that I'm not his son? Fine. Then give back the money you took. Now the question is, do you undo halachas like that? Do you undo, not halachas, do you undo a psak? That's a machlokas. So Rav Abba...
Psak was never right.
What?
But the psak was never right.
One minute. Rav Abba Amar Rav, Kam Dina. The din stands the way it is. Revere me, other Hamadar Dina. The din goes back. You undo the din taka. Lema bepluta da adnan rabbanon kamiflagi. Let's say that argument is a similar argument which Admon and the Rabbanon had, which has nothing to do with Yerusha. Ditnan. Misha halach lemedina siyam. A guy that lived in a landlocked area. So he had an easement to go from his property to the street. He goes away for 20 years. He comes back. Where's that easement? Where's my path? Right? So Misha halach lemedina siyam v'avdolo derech sadehu. He's got no more path. Adman Omar, Yelech Piksara. He gets the shortest path possible. But he gets the path for free. Chachav Omer, Yigach Lo Derech B'mei Yomana. Let him buy a path for $100. Oh, Yifroch Baver. Let him fly there. Let him fly from his property to the street. Not getting one for free. Now, what's the reason? How did that make
sense?
Yeah.
Why is he buying it? Who's he paying?
Whoever's there, whoever lives around him.
It doesn't seem that there was an argument that there was one.
Varvinamba L'Rabbanan. And we say to the Ravinamba, L'Rabbanan Shapir Ka'admar Admon. We tell the Rabbanan, what Admon said makes a lot of sense. Why do you have to pay? Had one there for free.
Right.
Rav Yehuda Marav, you're right. What's going on is as follows. Hachav Ma'eskinon Kigon Shekifuha Arba B'nei Adam V'Arba Ruchos. No. There were four different people that owned each. He was in the center. And four different people owned the four different properties.
Right.
So why should any of them give it up?
But he had a path.
Where? Reuven will say it was Shimon's. Shimon will say it was Levi. Levi will say it's Yehuda's. And the guy in the middle has nowhere to go. So that makes a lot of sense, by the way. So it makes so much. It's the Ihachi, my time at the Admon. What's Admon talking about? Why does Admon say you get it for free? Who's giving it?
Yes, we give it a path.
Okay, we'll get to it. So Amar Rava. No, here's the story. Ba'arba da'asu mikoach arba. If four people used to live there, and each one sold to someone else, now it's four new people. Or the arba did asu mikol achad, or one person used to own all four areas, and now he sold it to four different people. Kuli amalo pligi demati madchule. Everyone agrees the guy has nothing to say. The guy has to buy one. Everyone agrees to that because each owner can say, "Go to the other guy." As you said before. Right? Everyone could say, I'm sorry, what do you want from me? Go to him. He could say, go to him. And it's going on forever. Therefore, you want one, you have to pay for it.
But nobody argues the fact that he had a path.
Fine. So where is it? You want to tell me it's here? Prove it. I'll glad you prove it. I'll give it up. Since he can't prove it, he has to buy another one.
No, halachically, they have to give him a way to get in there.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. You can't just deny it.
But one second. Admon said, there's a case where you get it for free. What's that case? Right? Mm-hmm. Key pligi, the only case is, b'chad da'asi mikorach arba. I used to be owned by four people. Now it's owned by one person. What's this one person going to say? Somewhere there was a path.
So
Admon said he gets it for free. Right? Admon said he gets it, if that's the case. So Admon says like this. Why does he get it for free? Because Matzi Amale Mikol Makom Daki Gabachu. No matter how you look at it, there was a path from you coming out of your property. It used to be four properties, now it's only one property. So it's here somewhere. For what do the Rabbanon hold? For Rabbanon Savri? The Amale, the owner could say, Ishatakta Shatakta. If you keep quiet, good. The low, if you keep on complaining, you know what I'll do? I'll sell the land back to the four owners. Then velo matzis lashtuy dina badayo. You're not going to get one for free. See what Rabbanon say? He could do that. He could sell it back to the four of them, or to four any other people, to four total strangers, and then how much mechiril over raya? Says the Rabbanon, you want it? You have to pay. Now, that is another example of undoing something that was done to mess over this guy. Right? Can we do that? So, Lema, Rab Abba, the Amar Kirabanan, Rab Abba said, Kamdina. That, what does Kamdina mean? I said it means it didn't stand. Right? Right, come to the din stands. So to over here, Lamer of Abadam or Karbanan. The din stands.
They have to buy.
What? Exactly. Verb Yirmiyah the Arka Admon. And Verb Yirmiyah who said,
gets it for free,
holds like Admon. So Gemara says, no, it's not a riot at all. Amalach Rababa, another Amar feel like Admon. I can even hold like Admon. Ad kind lo kambi Admon hasam. Why did Admon say that gets it for free? Elamishum da Amalemi Manavshach. Darki Chad Gabahu. I had one path here. As Rashi says, Tainas Barihu. Top line. It's the Tainas Bari. The Yada, my Katava, meaning he knows what he's talking about. There's no question, there's a path here. Avohacha, but in the case of the brothers, by this crazy case, me ikalimimahachi, could you say that? The suffix is saying me suffix. If that's the word if I'm Reuven's son, give the money back. I'm sorry, if I'm Shimon's son, give the money back. And if I'm Reuven's son, give me this, if I'm over here. Not the same thing at all. Not the same case at all. But the case of the land, I know I had a path here. There's no question. The only thing is, the land around, they got sold. Says Adam, so what? Here, you can't say that. The whole thing is a suffix.
He doesn't know where exactly the path
he
was.
Doesn't know. But he knows he has one. Here, the suffix has no clue. Not the same halach at all. And by the way, I can even hold the Rabbanan. Ad kan lo kami Rabbanan hasam, el bishom da amale ish takta shtakta. By the case of the field, the Rabbanan hold that he could tell this guy, listen, if you keep quiet, the low, and if not, madar nashtar lemariah, I'll sell the land back to the four owners. Right? V'lo masis l'shtu'u dina badayu. They have nothing to say. They have nothing to say. Abul hacha, miyikul imam hachi, what are you going to say? I'm going to bring them back from the dead? Or how are you going to find out whose son you are? Doesn't not the same case at all. Gesundheit. Not the same case at all. So what's the answer? It's a machlokas.
So why did he bring up this riot?
We thought it was a good comparison, but it's not. No. We thought it was, but it's not. Okay, case number four. Case number four is, ready? Safek v'yavam. The Safek and Reuven, like Shimon died. Safek and Reuven. Bo l'chalek b'nichsei Saba. They want to go get Yaakov's estate. Yaakov is his grandfather. Yaakov died. The suffix. Reuven and Shimon's father is Yaakov. So what happened? Yaakov had two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon died. There's a suffix if Shimon had a son or not. Who's the suffix? His name is Suffix. Suffix says, I'm Shimon's son. Therefore, I inherit 50% of Yaakov's estate. That's the halacha. I get half of Shimon's estate. My father, Shimon. I get half of his estate. Why? Because Yaakov had two sons. He died now. I get all of Shimon's estate through Yaakov. Yeah. And Reuven says, no, you're my son. Therefore, you get zero. I get it all. Right? You hear? Suffolk Amar. Suffolk says, hi, Gavra, this man, meaning me, Bar Misnahu, I'm the son of the dead brother. Therefore, Upal Gadidihu, if I get half. Yavam Amar, the Yavam says, no, Ad Peri Didiyat, you're my son. Veles Lach, Velo Midi, you don't get anything. Why? That's the halacha. Shimon died childless. Everything he's supposed to get goes to me. But it's the halacha when a brother dies. So I get everything.
So he then sues his father, he makes the front page of the New York Post.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Lamda Shishaila.
Yavam is going to get the bulk of the state.
Ah, have a Yavam Vadai. The Yavam's a Vadai. He's getting at least half. At least.
Why he have half?
Because let's say Suffolk gets everything. No.
Why not?
Because he's not getting the estate of his brother, he's the estate of his father.
Exactly.
Yaakov had two sons, Reuven and Shimon. Shimon died.
Right.
Reuven married the Yavama.
Right?
That is son. But we don't know if it's his son or if it's Shimon's son.
Does make any difference whose son he is?
It makes a big difference. No, then Yaakov died. Now who gets Yaakov's estate? If the Suffolk is Shimon's son.
Suffolk gets a quarter.
Why a quarter?
Half is
Vadai
the brothers.
Half is Vadai the brothers. What's the other half? It depends. Now it depends. If the Suffolk.
You can't look on the first one.
What?
Because I don't understand.
That's
if
right.
If there's a son, there's a son, then the son yashins his father completely.
But his father's dead.
Correct. That's
his father died.
No, I'm talking about the grandfather. If the son, if there's a son, grandfather,
not true.
The son yashins his father completely.
Not true. Not true. Not if it's a grandson.
Grandson gets
a, yes. He goes and he stands in the shoes of his father. So the grandson says, "I'm the son of Shimon. If I get half." Reuven says, "No, you're not. You're my son. You get zero. There's only one brother here. There's only one son. It's me. You're my son." So Reuven is a vadai. There's no question he's getting half. Right? The reason why he's not the first case is in the first case, they're both a suffic.
Right.
Right.
Here's only one suffic.
Right.
Right. Exactly. So Yavam. Right. So have a Yavam vadai. The Yavam is a Vadai. The Suffolk, Suffolk. And the Suffolk is only a Suffolk. Right? The Ain Motzi, the Ain Suffolk Motzi Bidei Vadai. Therefore, the Suffolk gets zero. Exactly. They get zero. Case number five. Case number five is like this. Reuven also died. Reuven also died in this case. So the Suffolk and Reuven's sons... trying to get Yaakov's estate. Only grandchildren here. No sons left. Only grandchildren. Now, if the Suffolk is the son of Shimon, he gets half. If he's the son of Reuven, he gets a third.
Right?
So, Suffolk u'bnei Yavam, the Suffolk and the Bnei Yavam, which is Avram Yitzchak, Shebo l'chalik b'nichsei Saba. They want their grandfather's estate. So Safek Amar Hahu Gavra Bar Misnahu. I'm Shimon's son. Upal Gedidihu. I get half. Bnei Yavam Amar. The Bnei Yavam say no. Achuna At. You're our brother. Umanta Islach Bahadon. And you share in our. You get one third. Now, Palga Dikamude Le Lehu Shakli. There's no question. There's no question. That the two brothers get half. There's no question about that.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. There's also no question that he gets a third.
Yeah.
He gets at least a third. That's a minimum. So Palga, they get half. Palga deka moduluhu shaka. There's no question that the Suffolk gets a third. How much is left? A third. There's a third left. The third left.
Two brothers, right?
There are three people here.
Right.
Two brothers get half. The Suffolk gets a third. There's a third left. Pashal Hudanka. I'm sorry, there's a sixth left. There's a sixth left. Let's say there's $600 in the estate.
Right? So the two brothers...
Half of that is 300.
What? Half of that is 300.
Right.
He gets a third, which is 200. There's 100 left.
Right.
Pashal Hudanka, there's a sixth left, 100 left. Havi Maman Mutal Basafik, V'chalken. They divide that. The last 100. Right. Okay? Good?
So they'll get more than him.
What can they do? First of all, the two of them.
I'm saying each one doesn't get more than him.
What?
Each one doesn't
get more than him. One that's more than him. They start with a half, the two.
They start with a half.
Okay.
It's two of them. So each one of those gets 150.
Right.
He gets 200. And then there's another, there's 100 left.
Right.
He gets 50, and each one of them gets 25.
Right.
Case number six. Case number six is really two cases. Saba v'yavam. Now, what happened here? Here, the Suffolk died. But he was a millionaire, the Suffolk.
What?
He was a millionaire.
Okay.
So everyone's coming chasing after his estate. So who's chasing after it? The grandfather.
Still alive.
Shimon's died. Shimon died. That's a clip. There can't be even without Shimon dying.
Yeah.
Shimon died. Reuven also died. So who's... I'm sorry. Reuven's still alive. Then what happened? The Suffolk died. So who comes running? Reuven, which is maybe it's his father, and Reuven's father, Yaakov. Right?
And Shimon.
Shimon's dead.
Shimon's also dead.
She has to be dead, otherwise we don't get it to first base.
Whenever penalized Reuven because he did something, what he did...
What do you penalize it? He should have waited. Okay, so this is a monetary question.
Yeah, we don't talk about money.
So we're saying this is a possible uncle and a grandfather.
Correct. So Saba v'yavam b'nichsei Safek. Saba b'safek b'nichsei yavam, or this grandfather and the safek in Reuven's estate. So in both cases, have imamon hamutal b'safek v'cholken. In both cases, it's safek. If you think it out, right? Yaakov says is the grandfather, he gets everything. Right? Why? Because there's no one left. There's no sons. And the Safek and Reuven, 1 second. Who are we talking about here? Yaakov and Reuven want the estate of the Safek. That's the first of these two cases. So Yaakov says he's the grandfather.
Right.
He gets everything.
He's a lock.
Right. Reuven says, no, he's the father.
Right.
But he's the lock.
Oh, he says he's a lock.
Yeah.
But it's not, it's a suffix.
What?
It's a suffix.
Suffix and the grandfather also.
No,
it's a suffix.
That's true.
The grandfather
only gets anything if his son's not alive.
Exactly. But he's definitely the grandfather.
Exactly. He's definitely the grandfather.
He's
not a vadai.
Why?
Because if Reuven is the father, then he gets nothing. The father inherits a son, not a grandfather. Only a grandfather only inherits it. There's no son.
Yeah.
If there's no father, right? You can't go from 1 to 3 if 2 is alive. So that's a suffix, if 2 is a father or not. So it's 50-50. The other one is, Yaakov and the suffix are going after Reuven's estate. Right? So Yaakov says, no, you're Shimon's son. And he says, no, I'm not. So it's 50-50. Okay? Okay. Next. Okay, this is really... Here we go. What time is it? Okay. Never going to finish this, but okay. Okay. This Mishnah discusses two cases. Ready? Really discusses three cases, but only two of them are controversial. Case number one. Shomeres Yavam. There's a woman whose husband died. And then what happened? Her husband died, and then, unrelated to Yibam, her father died. She's Shomeres Yavam, but now she's a millionaire. Because her father died and left her everything. No sons, she gets it all.
No older brothers wake up.
Shomeres Yavam Shenaflu La Nechasim. She's got Nechasim now. Rashi says, Me'aviha, from her father. Veselka Daitan, I would say, Shenaflu La Kishihi Shomeres Yavam. They fell to her when she didn't have a husband. There's a Zika, but there's no husband. Modim, Beishamai, Ubeis Hillel. Beishamai and Beis Hillel both agree. Shemocheres vinosenes v'kayam. She can do whatever she wants. Okay?
Jewish.
It's her money.
Yeah.
It's her money. Okay? Case number two. If Mesa, what if she died now? Her husband died, then her father died, then she died.
Right.
What happens to her estate? What?
There's kids.
What?
There's no kids.
Ma yaseh b'ksuvasa u'binachasim. Ubinus chasim, hanechnasim, viyotzim, ima. What do we do now with the ksuva? She's entitled to a ksuva. The problem is, who gets it? Right? And what about the nechasim hanechnasim that came in? The nechasim viyotzim, and they go out. Ima with her. What do those two words even mean? We'll get to that later. So Rashi here says, nechasim hanechnasim viyotzim ima. Hainu nichse malug. That's called nichse malug. Shakaren shela. The principle is hers. Kayam. Ukishihi nichneses ima. When she goes into a marriage, it goes in with her. Ukishihi yotzeis ima. And when she leaves the marriage, it leaves with her. What do we do with all this? So, beishamai omrim. I'm sorry. I take it back. What I said before is incorrect.
She owns the property, but the husband...
What? I said it wrong. The second case is not a case where the father died. It's a separate case. The first case was, she's a Shomeres Yavam, she gets a Yerusha.
Right.
Everybody holds, no one else has a claim in that Yerusha.
Right.
Here, She died when, but her father could still be alive. But she was independently wealthy. Only reason I'm saying that is because now what happens? Now what happens? Now she died. Now what happens to her estate? Okay? So Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Yachloku. It gets divided between Yerusha Habal, her husband's brothers, who could have done Yibam to her, and Im Yerusha Ha'av, with the wife's family. No, no, no. She's not 12 years old. She's 50 years old.
The father died too, you said?
Yeah, no, it's in Yerusha Av. The father's still alive. Yerusha Av. It could be the family. Technically, if he's alive, is irrelevant. It's her family. Her family says, it's our money, it's our stuff. And the Yavam says, no, it's my stuff. Says Mishama Yachloku. Okay? One second. So Rashi says, another Rashi here to read? Yeah, Yachloku Yerusha Habal Yerusha. This is a very key Rashi. The suffek nesuahi. It's a suffek if she's considered married, because there's a zika. There's a suffek if she's married. V'zacha hayavam bechatzi Yerushasam misafek. According to Beis Shammai, the yavam gets half misafek. Okay, Shabal yoresh es ishto, because a husband inherits a wife. Vizu shesafek nesuahi. For the second time, Rashi says she's a suffek if she's married. Etzlo, to him. Who him? Her husband's brother, the Yavam. Zachi bepalga. He gets half. Aval biksuva.
Why would he get half?
I just said why. Twice. Because he's suffek. He's a suffek.
How do I know that he wouldn't give a chalitza?
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're asking is, what's the difference between this case and the first case in the Mishnah?
Basically.
In the first case in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agreed the brothers get zero.
Zero, right.
Why they're zero? Here, yes. Right. So the Gemara is going to ask that question, and there's three answers. And each one is difficult, and the questions are we going to get to them today? Well, one we're going to definitely get to today. The question we get the second one today. Okay, let me finish Rashi. Avul b'ksuva, but regarding the ksuva, modin Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai agree the becheskas habal hi. It's the cheskas habal v'lo palgi ba yarshe av. The yarshe av don't get that. The time kula mastisim v'arish gomer. The whole thing's going to be explained in the Gemara.
But it's the first time that I think in the whole Masechta we're bringing up ksuva that she's right. We had never brought up before. What happens? To
One second. Ubeis Hillel omrim nechasim bis cheskasan. The nechasim are in her chazaka. Okay? So what does that mean?
No,
it's not so simple. So ksuva, the ksuva is becheskas yarshei habal. The ksuva, the chazaka is, because the halacha is, that if the brothers do yibum, then the ksuva of the dead brother doesn't have to get paid. And it gets subsumed, it falls away, because the yibum was done. So that chazaka still stands. And nechasim hanechnasim v'yotzim ima, what about that? What about the property that she had? That is becheskas Yerushei Ha'av. There's a chazaka that it belongs to her family. Why? That's where it came from. It was the chazaka. The chazaka was there. It stays there. The chazaka of the ksuva.
Two examples. One, she's independently
yeah.
What?
You said
I gave two cases.
Two cases.
So the question is, why does Beis Hillel hold like this in this case? And in the other case, he agreed it's Yachloku. Same question we had on Beis Shammai.
What?
What don't you understand?
What ksuva?
Every time a man marries a woman,
if the guy dies, he's finished. The ksuba falls off.
What do you mean? It's not true. It's not true at all. No,
she
it's not
died, true. The ksuba falls.
But she's not dying.
She didn't die.
Oh, the husband died.
Right.
So first.
The husband always died first.
Yeah.
So when the husband died first, what's the story? She's owed the money.
But then she dies. There's no Yerushim.
So, what?
So the money's for her. It's not for...
What? That's not true. It's a debt.
It's a debt.
Yeah, exactly. It's a debt.
Even though there's no one
that
to benefit from it,
exactly, it's a debt. Now the question is, by Yibum, if Yibum is done, the ksuva goes away. But the second husband will give her a ksuva. Right. The Gemara is going to say that tomorrow.
So
Hashem did this. Hashem made the brother die. I want to do a mitzvah of Yibam. I have to not pay a ksuva. The Gemara is going to talk about that tomorrow. Why should I pay a ksuva? Hashem, I didn't agree to this marriage. The Torah forced me into it. Right. So case number three.
Don't go into it.
That's right.
But you want to do a mitzvah.
Mitzvah chalitza too.
No, so the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, Yibam's better than chalitza.
Oh, that's true.
So we're going to see.
It's a
bigger mitzvah.
You don't know what to say.
Case number three. Kansa. If you don't say he marries her. Let's say he marries her. Who marries her? A brother does Yibam. Harei yuki ishto l'chal davar. She's considered his wife in every regard.
Why not?
What?
Why not?
The Gemara is going to ask, why not?
That's not the point. Right?
Ubilvad, as long as... Shetehei ksuva al nichzei baila harisham. The first husband's ksuva has to be paid.
Exactly.
The Gemara will say, because he didn't have no choice over here, really. Okay?
The second one has to pay the brother's ksuva?
Yeah. No! The brother's ksuva has to be paid. His estate pays for it. He died
right.
Without children,
yes.
So they go to his bank account and pay her the ksuva. Okay? Asks the Gemara what everyone's bothered with. Maishna Resha, how come in case number one, the low polyg, there's no machlokas, and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel held, right? What did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold? No, that's not what it said, I'm sorry. The first case, she keeps whatever. She keeps it all, right? The nechasim are only in her chazaka. They stay in her chazaka. There's a chazaka, they're hers, they stay with her. And how come, imagine a seifa, how come in the seifa, right, where she dies, in the second case, she dies, the pligi. There's a machlokas here. Beis Shammai said, chalkin, and Beis Hillel said, it depends. The ksuva, they get, and the nechasim, her family keeps. Why is that? Three answers to this question. Answer number one, Amar Ula. I'll tell you the differences. Resha, the first case is, Dinafla Kishihi Arusa. She inherited her father. The money came to her when she was an Arusa.
She wasn't married.
What?
She wasn't fully married yet.
She wasn't fully married to husband number one before he died.
Right.
You hear the case? She was an Arusa. The Gemara's the Mishnah starts off, Shomeris Yavam. She's a Shomeris Yavam, her husband died. Yeah. But she got the money before she even was married to this guy.
Right.
She was only in Arusa. Right, therefore what?
Still didn't have Yibam of Arusa?
Yes. Yes.
Sure.
Yes. So look at Rashi.
She's considered married.
What?
Right. Arusa
is considered married.
Consummation.
Correct. Maishna Resha Kishi Kayemes. When she lives, the Lo Pligi Beishamai. Beishamai doesn't argue. Because by the way, if you think about it, Beis Hillel is more consistent. Because Beis Hillel says Chazaka. In both cases, chazaka. Beis Shammai says, in the first case, I agree with Beis Hillel as a chazaka. Why? That's the kasha of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is when it's difficult. So, how can Beis Shammai in the first case, el b'koach delay? Okay, next Rashi. Amar Ula, Resha denafla kishihi arusa, shenafla liyibam me'erison. The whole yibam was only from Erison. There was never an asuin. Right? Renafla hanachasim shla kishihi shomeris yavam. She was a Shomeris Yavram from an Erison. So what? So what? Says, Reisha Nafla Kishi Arusa. Seifa Nafla Kishihi Nesua. The Seifa happened when she was in Nesua. So what? Says Rashi in the next Rashi. Hilkach. Reisha, in the first case, Dilagabe Arusa Mamish. She's Mamish and Arusa. Kaimalon Lebe Shammai. Timchar. Beis Shammai says she's in charge of the estate. It stays with her. Why? Kidatan lekaman, like we're going to say later on, kol shkein zu she'ena ela zikuka ba'alma. She's only a zikuka. In other words, in a real arusa case without yibum, she gets to keep the property. So here, what's here? The zikuka should get it.
It's a banda in here.
That's not a suffake. It's just weaker. It's weaker, right? Right. Beis Hillel de Amri, Barusa Vadai, he calls it a Vadai, Lo Timacher, Lechatchila, Avalamachu Matana Kaim, whatever she, so Beis Hillel is going to say she shouldn't sell anything, but if she does, but the evidence, it's good. Hachamishim Safik Arusi, it's called a Safik Arusa. Right? Da'agida Bey, they're connected, but Velav Ishto Mamashi, not really married. Mode Beis Hillel de Macheres Venosanus Lechatchila. She keeps it all. Seifa. So have to turn the page and do the Rashi on the base. Seifa. The Gabi Nesua, the Alma, Amrin Lekamon, by a regular marriage, we're going to say later on, Divri Hakol, Machra, Vinasna, Afilu Bidieved, Habal, Moti, Miata Lekuchos. If they're married, and she has assets, the husband gets those assets.
Right.
He can even take them away from people that she didn't like him, so she sold stuff during that. He can go take that back to husband. Hakol the Gabi Zikas Nesua, the Safeki, it's only a Safek. What's a Safek? Is he going to do Yibam or not? V'lo kinesua mamish, right? Kaimi nichse b'safik. They stay in the safik. Hilkach therefore lebe shamai chaluka adifa. Chaluka splitting it is better. Ulebeis hillel chazaka adifa. And beis hillel chazaka is better. Now let's go back to Amud Beis. Now the Gemara is going to flesh it out. Everything we just said in Rashi. The kasavar ula holds zikas arusa. The Zika of an Arusa, right? The Zika of an Arusa, you hear this such a thing? The Zika of an Arusa? Oh, say Safek Arusa. Create a Safek Arusa. You had enough? Zika's Nesua, the Zika of a Nesua, oh, say Safek Nesua. Creates a Safek Nesua. So Zika's Arusa. Ose Safek Arusa. A Zikas Arusa has to create a Safek Arusa. Why? The Isol Kedaitach Vaday Arusa. Because if it's a Vaday Arusa, Modin Beis Hillel Shemocheres Vinothenes Kayim, could Beis Hillel possibly say that in case number one, she gets to keep, she could sell whatever she wants? Vatnan. But we learned. Naflu La Nechasim Mishenis Arsa. If nechasim fall to her when she's an arusa, beishamai omrim timacher, beishamai say she could sell it without her husband's knowledge or permission, ubeishil omrim lo timacher. She can't. So in a real arusa, she can't. How could she do it here? Therefore, it must be, it's a suffix arusa. You hear that?
So otherwise she would be allowed to sell it.
What?
Otherwise she would be allowed to sell it.
Exactly. Elu ve'elu modim, but they both agree, she'im machra v'nasna, I'm sorry, elu ve'elu modim, she'im machra v'nasna v'kayim, right? Elu ve'elu modim, she'im machra v'nasna, that if she sold or gave the stuff away, kayim, it works. So therefore what? Since Beis Hillel hold that an arusa cannot sell anything like hechila, right? If the zika from an arusa makes him into a vade arusa, how could Beis Hillel hold that she could sell it like hechila? El shma mina zika arusa ose safek arusa. The zika of an arusa creates a safek arusa. And what's the halacha by a safek arusa? She can do whatever she wants. It's a safek arusa. Zikas Nesua, the Zika from a Nesua, which is the second case. Ose, Zikas Nesua, Ose Safek Nesua. One minute. That's like the end of that Rashi, he said, what's better, dividing it or Chazaka? So it's a machlokas by Shana Hill. Now we're going to flush it out. Di Sakadaitach Vada Nesua, if you want to tell me it's a Vadai marriage. So by Shami Omer Miachloku, Yerusha Abal and Yerusha Aim.
Why split it?
Vatnan Naflo Nachasim Nesius. If stuff falls to her when someone's married, Elu Elu Modim Sheimachru Nesana Shabal Mosim Adalakuchos. The husband has total say, right? So how can it be a vade Arusa? How can it be vade Elishmamina Zikas Nesua Ose Safek Nesua? It's a Safek. What do you do when it's a Safek Nesua? By Shami, they still have a Machlokus. Beis Shammai say split it, and Beis Hillel say chazaka. So the ksuva goes to the husband's family, and the stuff stay with the wife's family. Makes sense? Makes a lot of sense. Amalei Rabba. Rabba says one second, Ula. Now it might pay to read the Rashi here. Amalei Rabba Ula. Rabba says to Ula, I have a kash on you, Ula. If you're telling me that splitting it is better than Adamiflagi Begufa Shal Karka. You're arguing about what? The Karka La'achar Mitha. After she died. Why do I have to have such a crazy, complicated case? Liflog b'chayeha ulaperos. Let's say she didn't die. She doesn't have to die. And they're arguing about the peros.
Peros always belong to us.
Right. Dilei beishamai. It's according to beishamai. Palig yavam peri b'hada. The husband, the yavam gets half. Why? The peros. She didn't die. What is she? She's a Sumeris yavam. Why? From a nesua. The suffix nesuahi. It's a suffix. V'idilu vade nesuahi. If it was vade nesua, have a shakulu balkacha. She gets everything. The husband gets everything balkacha. That's the halacha by fields. The husband gets the payros. What's the question over here? No, but it's a suffix nesua. So split it 50-50. Why does she have to die? Why does it have to be so dramatic? Right? Why does that have to be the case? And lebeis hillel nechassim beches kaska. The nechassim stay in the chazaka for lo shakul midi. He gets nothing. Umedinaka and masnesin misa b'seifa. And in the second case, she died. She has to die. This poor woman. Shmamina the tamaya de meshamai bereisha. You see from here that in the reisha where she doesn't die, the alume lechazaka delay mishum dehikaima. It's the chazaka is better. Because she's still alive. So I don't really get you, Ula. I don't really get you. See, then the Gemara will say now. Amalei Rabba, Adamiflog Begufa, why are you arguing about the Karka on the Nechsemalog, Ula Achar Misa, and I'm talking about after Misa, Lifna, Liflog Bechayeha, argue on the following case. She didn't die.
Right.
She's still alive. What happened? She got a big Yerusha now. And her marriage was a nesua. So now she's a suffix nesua. To who? To the yavam. Veliflo, leperos. Let's have the argument about the peros now. What's the story with these peros? Can the husband get the peros now? Not the husband, the yavam.
No.
Should I do yivam now? Ooh, if I do yivam, I get this big field. Ooh, maybe it's worth it. In the meantime, I get the peros. In the meantime, I get the peros now because I'm a suffix.
Oh, yes.
Right? Since the Mishnah didn't say that, and the Mishnah's case was she died. Right, so therefore what? Right? You see from here that Beis Shammai's reason has nothing to do, right? So in the Reisha, Beis Shammai agree that the issue is Chazaka. Beis Shammai agree with that, right? So let's find another Chiluk. What's the Chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer now? According to Ula, what's the chiluk now between the Reisha and the Seifa? Since she died, right? So what's? Oh, I have to stop. What exactly is Rabbis Kasha? What exactly is Rabbis Kasha?
He's questioning whether or not they have to dispute whether that she's alive. Or
so
not.
aren't they really arguing about the same thing twice?
Same
trouble. Aren't they really arguing about the same thing twice? Same machlokas twice. Or I don't. That's a funny thing. In the Reisha, he agrees it's a chazaka, and in the Sefer, what? No chazaka anymore. Why not? Because she died. She didn't have to die.
No.
Same question. Because of that reason, Rabbi's going to give a second shot. Because of this kasha, Rabbi's going to give a second shot. All right. So we'll do the second shot
tomorrow,
and then at the bottom of the page, Abaya gives a third shot, and then tomorrow, Rava has a kasha on that, and sort of gives a fourth shot. So we're really behind now, but there's nothing we can do. I will pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Everybody's gone. Sorry.